Welcome to Tech Target's podcast series on evaluating cloud providers. In this audio cast, software security and quality management expert John Overbaugh offers advice on first steps in evaluating cloud providers. John Overbaugh is Managing Director of Security Services at Caliber Security Partners. I'm Jan Stafford, Executive Editor of Tech Target's Business Applications and Architecture Media Group. Welcome to our podcast studio, John.
I'm happy to be here, Jen.
So let's get started with our questions. We're talking about evaluating cloud providers, and one of the things that architects and developers have asked me is why are business side executives asking about the cloud all the time now, and when is now the right answer?
Well, that's a great question. You know, there are a number of benefits for companies going to the cloud: increased productivity, flexibility, increased capacity, reduction in IT investment, and improvement in overall IT controls. And the business side of things looks at those benefits and just is very, very aggressive about reaching out and grabbing those opportunities. So as a security leader or a quality leader, it's very, very difficult to say no, because really, essentially, you're placing yourself in front of a moving freight train. Saying no is a really bad idea. The better solution is to become familiar with the cloud technologies, to understand the benefits and some of the risks of going to the cloud and how those risks can be mitigated, so your answer to your company can be yes and let me help you. Honestly, risk leaders have got to adapt security and risk so it includes the cloud. Because the risk leaders who say no to going to the cloud will become irrelevant or, worse yet, unemployed. They'll stand by the side and watch their company go without any of their input.
And how does security differ between cloud providers and, say, on-premise solutions?
You know, security isn't a lot different overall. We still have the same goals, you know, the big three: confidentiality, integrity, and availability. What changes here are who has ownership over the controls. And that's a little bit different based on the type of cloud service that one goes to. So, for instance, if you're in an infrastructure as a service environment, then you have the provider owning the infrastructure, meaning all of the stuff that runs underneath the networking, the memory layers, and so forth. But the client is the one who administers the system, the data, and also any software that runs in there. However, if you move to the other extreme of cloud solutions, you're in what's called a software as a service solution, and the provider owns all of that infrastructure, administer the system, administration of the data, and administration of the software that's running on the system. It's important to keep an eye on those differences so you can work with your provider to ensure that the right controls are in the right place and owned by the right organization.
John, how is assessing a cloud provider different from choosing a vendor for internal systems?
Well, in some ways, assessing a cloud provider, Jen, is actually easier. When you're assessing internal systems, it's almost like a black box. You go to the store, you buy a box off the shelf, you install it on your computer, and you start digging away to see how things work in the system. A lot of cloud providers are very open to the idea of being assessed and being open about how their system works, what controls they have in place, and what controls they expect from the client. So, but you have to change your mindset also. Right, when we assess a software application, we're assuming full control of the entire environment where that application is running. When we're assessing a cloud environment, we have to change the questions we ask, we have to change the strategy we take, and we have to have an open mind at, okay, it's different, but we can still achieve the same level of security, or it's different, we can't achieve the same level of security, we're going to have to make some trade-offs here.
Are there frameworks that enterprise architects, CIOs, developers can use to assess cloud providers?
There are frameworks for that. I have put together a framework that is included here as an image along with a podcast, where I look at the six different pillars that I use to assess the cloud environment that I'm going into. The first pillar is context. Within the context pillar are answers that I'm going to give myself. What's the cloud type? What's the data classification for what we're putting in there? Who's the provider and so forth? The data access pillar talks all about who has access to the data that's up in the cloud environment, and how is that access controlled? There's also a pillar around data transit. How does data go back and forth between the cloud and the endpoint? Who's responsible for that, and what client types are there? A couple of other pillars. Data storage is one. So when data is in the cloud, how is it stored there? Who controls access to it? What are the controls in place around the facility and so forth? An application environment pillar for me talks about the controls in the facility, but also about the application design, how change controls integrated in the application and so forth. And then finally, there's sort of a pillar of security controls where we talk about what security was put into the application development. And these are some of the very common controls that we're all familiar with. What are the network security controls in place? What are endpoint security controls in place, if applicable? What application protection is in place? And then what secondary controls are there to back up the primary controls in case of a failure? With this framework, then, we can take this and go and talk to and have conversations with our cloud providers and start to understand, okay, who has administrative control here? Who's going to have some access here? What controls are in place? What controls are missing? And who's going to be responsible for implementing those controls, either on our end as the client or on the provider's end?
John, you mentioned several different types of clouds while we were talking. Tell me, what's the difference between them? What are some of them? And what would be the different uses for each of them?
Sure thing, Jen. So I see three main cloud modes: infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and software as a service. When you look at infrastructure as a service, these are the networking, CPU, RAM, and storage resources that are available kind of for rent on a cafeteria-style basis. So you might say, okay, I need a server with four processors, and maybe I need a fifth processor down the road, so I'll add that in. Or, you know, I've got 16 gigs of RAM right now, I want to add 32 gigs. And these are very low-level server components, which the user kind of picks and chooses and puts together into a package, and then becomes the overall system administrator for that package. In infrastructure as a service mode, the provider has no administrative access, or should have no administrative access, to that package that you've built or the servers that are running on top of it. Their access ends at what's called the hypervisor layer. That's the logical layer below that controls who gets access to what RAM and so forth. PaaS, or platform as a service, is kind of a step up from that. The platform as a service concept is, okay, I'm going to rent certain resources. The most common example of platform as a service is data storage. So on both Azure and on the AWS cloud, you can rent instances of data. They're database instances that you put data in, read in and out, but those data resources are being stored somewhere where, you know, you don't know, you have no administrative control over the database server where they're being stored and so forth. So you lose a little bit of your administrative control, but the costs are lower. You don't have to rent an entire server to run a database on. You can use the cloud instance of the service for you. Finally, software as a service, SaaS. This is the layer where all control is on the provider's responsibility. So Salesforce is a great example of this, where the full suite of applications are running in the cloud. The user uses a web browser to log into the cloud and has, you know, control over accounts. Maybe they have the opportunity to see some reports and so forth. But all of the services involved in software as a service are running in the provider's cloud under the provider's control.
Thank you, John. That ends today's podcast on Evaluating Cloud Providers for STEP, part of our series on evaluating cloud providers. Thank you for being with us, and signing off, this is Jan Stafford.